From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Senta, the Percent Translator, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Senta grew up at a toll gate. It was the North Gate Toll. This gate was on the main road in the kingdom. It was about 10 miles from the big city. The North Gate Toll was always busy. On a normal day, 200 or 300 carts rolled through. On market days, 600 or 700 carts came by. The toll collectors handled many carts. They had to figure out the tax for each one. The kingdom's main tax boss lived in a stone house. It was right next to the gate. The main tax boss was Senta's father. His name was Centesimal. Everyone just called him Sent. He got the chief tax boss job from his father. His father got it from his father, and that father got it from his uncle. His family had been the main tax bosses at Northgate Toll for 4 generations. Senta's real name was Mira, but by age 12, everyone called her Senta. Her father gave her that nickname. She was the oldest of 3 kids. She grew up right at the toll gate. As a small child, she climbed the gate's wooden beams. She ate dinner at a small table. It was in her father's office. Many nights, she fell asleep. Her father would read from big tax books. They listed all the grain taxes.
From a young age, Senta knew something important. The kingdom's taxes worked with percentages. The kingdom did not tax things with the same amount for everyone. That wouldn't be fair. A rich trader and a poor farmer would pay the same. That wasn't right. Instead, they taxed things based on how much they were worth. It was a percentage of the cart's value. Grain was taxed at 10%. Copper was taxed at 5%. Cloth was taxed at 2%. Salt was taxed at 12%. Salt was a luxury item. Imported spices were taxed at 20%. Spices were a big luxury. Sent figured out these percentages. He did it for every cart. This went on for 14 years. Senta watched him her whole childhood. He figured them out very fast. A merchant would arrive with a cart. Maybe it held 40 bags of grain. Senta would figure out how much the grain was worth. He had a special book for prices. It was made of leather. Then he'd multiply by 10%. He'd tell the merchant the tax. The merchant would pay. The cart would pass. The next cart would arrive. By the time Senta was 8, she could figure out 10% of any number. She did it in her head, super fast. Just move the dot one spot to the left. By the time she was 10, she could figure out 1% of any number. Move it 2 spots to the left. By the time she was 12, she could figure out any percentage. She just put the moves together. To figure out 12% of 300, first find 10%, that's 30. Next, find 1%, that's 3. Multiply the 1% by 2. That's 6. Then add 30 plus 6. That's 36.
By age 12, she was as fast as her father. Senta realized something big. Percentages were like a secret code. They helped you translate numbers. They were the best way to show a ratio. A ratio is just a way to compare 2 numbers. Percentages always compared things per 100. You could change any ratio into a percentage. Once you did that, you could easily compare them. 3 to 5 became 60%. 1 to 8 became 12.5%. 17 to 20 became 85%. The kingdom used per 100 for its taxes. It was a common way to measure things. This made comparing any 2 rates super easy. She thought about this for years. When she was 20, she had been helping her father at the toll gate. She did this for many years. Then, a traveling scholar passed through Northgate. Senta's father said not to charge him. Scholars didn't pay tolls. The kingdom thought learning was important. The scholar watched Senta all afternoon. He saw her figure out percentages. When the day ended, the scholar came up to Senta. He said, "You are the fastest percentage calculator I have met. Have you considered teaching?" Senta had never thought about it. She thought about it now. She talked to her father. Sent had been a tax collector for 30 years. He was quiet, but happy. He liked that Senta had other choices. He didn't want her stuck at the toll gate. He said, "Go, teach. The kingdom has many tax collectors. It has few teachers."
Senta went to the Ratio Realm Academy when she was 21. She studied there for 3 years. She became a teacher there when she was 24. She has taught percentages ever since. In her classroom, she starts her first lesson the same way, every time. She brings a special book. It's a small wooden ledger. Her father made it for her when she was 6. It looks just like his big tax books, but tiny. It has small spaces for cart value and tax percent. She places it on the desk. She turns to the class. She says, "What is 10% of 100? The children always say 10. Senta says, "What is 10% of 200? The children say 20. Senta says, "What is 10% of 70?
The children, most of them, say 7. Senta smiles. She says, "You already know how to figure out percentages. You've been doing it already. 10% is moving the dot one spot to the left. That is the big secret for 10%. All other percentages use this trick too." Then she teaches them 1%. That's moving the dot two spots left. She shows them how to put them together, like 12% is 10% plus 1% plus 1%. They can figure out any percentage this way, just by using the simple ones. The children always find it easier, much easier than they thought. They had been told percentages were hard. They had been imagining hard multiplication problems. They didn't think it was about moving a dot or adding small percentages. Senta's way was a big surprise, a good one. When children ask if percentages are hard, Senta always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are per hundred. Once you change any ratio to per hundred, you can compare any percentage. To figure out 10%, move the dot one spot to the left. To figure out 1%, move it two spots. Then you just put these moves together. She still keeps the small wooden ledger. The children sometimes ask to use it. It has lines for them. They can write their own problems. She always lets them. And when a child looks up from the ledger, eyes bright, shoulders loose, a small, proud smile, because a number that used to scare them has gone quiet and friendly, Senta feels the same warm gladness her father must have felt watching her at the tollgate all those years ago.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Senta the Percent Translator. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.